Here's a well-known passage from the book of Romans, chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, "Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things." In the wake of more devastating scandals for the most visible form of Christianity on the planet, the world is now understandably suspicious of the Christian faith. There have been so many allegations of child abuse that it's getting very hard to pretend there's nothing going on. So many televangelists have been dirtied by scandal that it's difficult to say there's nothing to it. And for some reason, the church's number one response to a crisis seems to be damage control. Instead of coming clean and admitting our faults, we want to sweep them under the rug and pretend it never happened. And all that does is ruin the church's credibility even further. And it's too bad, because I've seen firsthand what a little honesty can accomplish. Recently, I was speaking to a crowd of people known to be suspicious of organized religion, and when the subject of the Inquisition came up, and the persecution or murder of millions of people who disagreed with the official church line, I simply admitted it. "It's true," I said. "We did those things, and we never had permission from God to do them." I sometimes wonder how long it's going to take us to learn that our focus as a church is supposed to be on Christ and not on ourselves. Where do we get this idea that we're supposed to make ourselves look great? If that's what we're trying to do, if it's simply a job of salesmanship to get people to join the club, then it's going to end in disaster because our focus is still on self. If, on the other hand, our focus, our attention is unwaveringly on the person of Jesus Christ and we're busy extolling His merits instead of our own, I suspect our efforts to win the world would be vastly more successful. Mark Twain, who was hardly a champion for the Christian faith, once said, quote, "The church is always trying to get other people to reform. It might not be a bad idea to reform itself a little by way of example." You know something? In this instance, I think Mark Twain's absolutely right. According to the Bible, one of the worst crimes in the eyes of God is to be forever condemning others for things that you do yourself. Paul faced the same problem back in his day, and 2,000 years later, we're still struggling to learn the lesson that Paul was teaching all the way back then. "For you who judge practice the same things," he said, and as headline after headline confirms, that's still going on today. It's not that we can't call sin by its right name or publicly mourn the moral collapse of our civilization. That's not the point. The point is that self-oriented righteousness is always a mistake and completely unnecessary, because anything we might cough up as quote-unquote righteousness pales by comparison to the righteousness of Christ. Preach Christ and Him crucified, and people will have the right role model in front of them. And for that matter, so will we. And maybe we'd have less to blush about and more to offer the world in terms of a better way to live.